Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Paul Kurtz with John McDevitt. Up until 1920, Philadelphia was one of the country's major brewing centers, home to at least 40 breweries. But when Prohibition arrived, most beer makers closed their doors.
Author and historian Rich Wagner says the economic impact was staggering for the industry and its suppliers.
There's a tremendous amount of transport involved with railroads and so forth. They have to have labels printed. They need bottles. They need kegs. They need all this equipment.
Some brewers tried to survive by switching to other production methods.
You could make near beer. You could just make soda. You could rent all this vast refrigerated space you had for cold storage for people with their fur coats and food products and so forth.
The great-grandfather of our colleague Pat Loeb was a brewer's best friend. He made kegs, and when Prohibition hit, she says he was determined to stay afloat.
He made kegs for non-alcoholic drinks like root beer and containers for shipping things, and so he managed to eke through with some belt tightening.
Some brewers simply refused to stop. Wagner says they took their operation underground, literally at times.
There were always these beer hoses in the sewer to take the beer to a couple blocks away where they could fill the kegs in a garage somewhere, not near the brewery.
One gang in Easton actually ran a hose under the Delaware River to a warehouse in Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
Brewing was a risky business that involved a lot of subterfuge and sleight of hand to avoid getting busted.
If they knew that they were getting raided, they'd send a truck out with barrels full of water, and then the agents would follow those trucks. And then after the agents left, then they'd leave with the beer ship.
But ultimately, it was a losing cat and mouse game. By the early 30s, most Philly breweries failed or were put out of business by the feds.
With Paul Kurtz, I'm John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.